Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 239. Today's topic of discussion is blood vessels. You shall not forget that we are continuing with the larger topic of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. Or in other words, blood vessels belong to the group of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. Here, the one thing you have to understand well is that when we say blood vessels, we mean only the inner lining of the blood vessels, or only the inner lining of the blood vessels called intima originates from the embryonic germ layer, new mesoderm, and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Again, another point for you to differentiate well is that when we explain the blood vessels here, we mean the arteries and veins of both systemic and pulmonary circulations of the cardiovascular system. That part of the circulatory system that carries oxygenated blood from the left ventricle through the arteries to all the tissues of the body, and that carries the deoxygenated blood from various tissues of the body back to the heart and empties to the right atrium is called systemic circulation. It is the pulmonary circulation that returns the oxygenated blood from both the lungs to the left atrium and then empties into the left ventricle. There are two types of blood vessels, arteries and veins. Arteries carry blood from the heart and veins carry blood to the heart. The capillaries are the smallest blood vessels where the oxygen and other nutrients are supplied to various tissues of the body, and cellular waste products and carbon dioxide are taken back in exchange. It is important to understand here that when we say that the blood vessels are coming under the group of organs originated from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, we do not include the walls of the blood vessels. The blood vessel wall is endowed with three types of tissues. One, the connective tissue. Two, the striated muscles, both originated from the new mesoderm. And three, the smooth muscles originated from the endoderm. One more important point to remember well is that the intima of the following blood vessels are not originated from the new mesoderm but from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. They are the coronary arteries, coronary veins, ascending aorta, internal carotid arteries and the inner sections of the subclavian arteries. But the intima of the following blood vessels are also originated from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. They are the cerebral arteries, descending aorta, external carotid arteries, outer sections of the subclavian arteries and the abdominal aorta. We will be studying only the biological special program of all the blood vessels that are derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla now, and the study of the SBS of the blood vessels derived from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex we will take up later. As we saw in all the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla, here also there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the blood vessels of the body. That means inside the cerebral medulla, both the blood vessels, arteries and veins of the right side of the body are controlled from the left side of the brain, and those of the left side of the body are controlled from the right side of the brain. When we study the biological special program of the blood vessels, there are several points in common with the lymph vessels and lymph nodes we studied earlier. Just like them, the blood vessels also share the same brain relays along with those of the bones, skeletal muscles, connective tissue and fat tissue. Their control centers are orderly positioned from head to foot and toes. All those organs have the same biological conflict also, namely a self-devaluation conflict, but varying in intensity from severe self-devaluation conflict in case of bones and joints to moderate self-devaluation conflict in case of lymph vessels and lymph nodes. Coming to the biological conflict of the blood vessels, both arteries and veins, it is also self-devaluation conflict with slight differences. The biological conflict linked to arteries is known as light self-devaluation conflict experienced in the area of the particular artery under consideration. Almost same type of self-devaluation is the conflict of the veins also. We will study them in detail during the coming days. Whatever it be, the specific type of self-devaluation conflicts are always the same as those of bones and joints. It will be easy for you to remember that the arteries and veins are also organs derived from the new mesoderm, and all those organs derived from the new mesoderm have self-devaluation conflict as their biological conflicts. Friends, we will continue with blood vessels in detail tomorrow. Goodbye till then. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.